just what was the rampant horse that gave the city centre street its name? What is a wessel, and why does it need a gate? Was Mousehold a prison for rodents? The meaning behind some of the Norwich's strangest street names offer a glimpse into the past and an illuminating new way to view our fine city. Unsurprisingly for the city that in the 19th century had the highest number of pubs per square mile in the country, many streets are named after them. Lower and Upper Goat Lane are named after a 17th century pub called the Goat that traded until 1861 from Lower Goat Lane. Magpie Road, Golden Dog Lane, Key Yard and Castle Yard, the list runs to dozens, are all named after public houses. But what about the Norwich streets named after medieval knights and the family who invented the clock pendulum? Rampant Horse Street. You can still see a rampant horse on the floor outside the former Debenhams department store opposite Marks and Spencer, a mosaic of a black horse which offers a clue to this unusual street name. It was here, in St Stephen's Parish, that from 1287 the horse market was held. The street name may have come from a pub, but the pub drew inspiration from the heritage of its site. The mosaic marks the spot where the Ramping Horse Inn stood from the 13th century, which by the 16th century had become the Rampant Horse Inn of St Stephen's. The inn had a chequered history. It was where body snatchers sent corpses freshly dug from graveyards to their surgical clients in London for them to use for research purposes. Elm Hill. Norwich's most famous street was named after the elm trees that were planted here in the 16th century by the church wardens at St Peter Hungate. Planted in the square at the western end of the street, the trees were all lost to Dutch elm disease. The single tree that grows close to the Britain Arms is a London plane tree. Timber Hill. One of Norwich's oldest streets, Timber Hill, was within the Norwich Castle dyke and was a busy area for traders. It was originally where pigs were sold, and it was called Swine Market Hill and Hog Hill before the market shifted to selling timber. It was then called Timber Market Hill, which became Timber Hill. Tombland. Although it sounds like an old burial ground, the name Tombland stems from two ancient words meaning empty space, and the area was originally the site of an Anglo-Saxon market. With Tom still meaning empty in Danish language today, it's possible that Tombland is derived from Old Norse. The street once housed Norwich's main market and was at the heart of city life, with regularly holding horse fairs and several claims to fame, including being at the centre of riots in 1272 and in 1549, when Robert Kett led a rebellion against the enclosure of common land. Are you disappointed it doesn't have a creepy backstory? Well, there are several haunting tales that are based in Tombland, including the girl who ate her parents and the grey lady ghost who haunts the area.